Worship him, worship him.
Miracle worker, you are the miracle worker. Come and do a miracle, a miracle today. You will do a miracle today.
Can you declare it, miracle worker?
Miracle worker.
Miracle worker.
You are a miracle worker.
Come and do.
Come and do a miracle.
If you know God, we do a miracle.
Today.
Can you begin to worship him and say,
you will do a miracle.
Can we say it again? Can we say that again?
Oh, miracle worker.
Miracle worker.
Miracle worker.
You are the miracle worker.
Come and do.
Come and do.
A miracle.
A miracle today.
You will do.
You will do. A miracle. A miracle.
Oh, yeah, let's go.
Destiny changer.
Destiny changer.
Oh,
you are the destiny changer.
He will change, he will change.
Come and change my destiny today. You will change my destiny.
Say it one more time. Say it one more time. Oh, destiny changer.
Destiny changer.
Oh,
you are my destiny changer.
Oh, you will change.
You will change my destiny. My destiny.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? I want you to call up on that name. It's Yahweh. It's Yahweh.
Before the Lord and give him the glory, because he's a destiny changer. He is a destiny changer. That is why he is Yahweh. I want you to bless the Almighty God. I want you to bless him in expectation, in anticipation of all that you will receive from him. I want you to give him glory. I want you to give him glory. Lord, thank you because my case will never remain the same. Thank you because my life will never remain the same. Thank you because you are a destiny changer. Thank you because you are changing issues in my life today. Thank you because you are a healer, because you will touch me. Thank you because you are the deliverer. Lord, you will deliver me. Lord, I bless you. I worship you. Lord, I give you glory and I give you praise. Lord, I adore you in your majesty, in your sovereignty, in your greatness. Lord, you are the eternal. Lord, I proclaim that you are a destiny changer. I know you as a destiny changer. I know you reveal yourself as a destiny changer in my life. Reveal yourself as the mighty deliverer. Reveal yourself as Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that healeth. Reveal yourself to me today as the Lord my helper. Reveal yourself unto me today as the Lord my shepherd. Reveal yourself unto me today as the Lord my strength. Reveal yourself unto me today as the Lord my defense. Almighty God, reveal yourself unto me today as the Lord the great provider. Reveal yourself unto me today as the Lord that opened the prison gate. Reveal yourself unto me today as the God of all possibilities. Oh, reveal yourself unto me today as a miracle worker. Lord of heaven, reveal yourself unto me. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you. I need you. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your name, Lord. As your people are crying, that you reveal yourself unto them in diverse ways. Lord, you know the areas, you know what your people are calling you for. Some are calling you that you reveal yourself to them as a destiny changer. Some are calling you to reveal yourself to them as a helper. Some are calling you, oh God, that you reveal yourself to them as a deliverer. Some are calling you to reveal yourself unto them, Lord, as a solution provider. Oh God, as some of them are calling unto you today in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, as a God of all possibilities. Oh God of heaven, today in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, show yourself in our lives, oh God. As we are declaring, show yourself. Thank you, Father. Thank you, King of Glory. We know that you will do it. We give you glory. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Quickly, turn with me to the book of Colossians chapter 1. Colossians chapter 1. We want to leave a first foundation first before we share. Colossians chapter 1. Are you there? Okay, let me go there. Verse 13. I said 1:13. Maybe let's start from 12. Then we just look at 13. 12:13. 12. Colossians chapter 1 from verse 12. Let's quickly look, please. Giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. I read again. Giving thanks unto the Father, who has made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. Underline, saints in light. And the saints in light are qualified to partake in the inheritance that Christ has purchased for every one of us who is a saint. You are qualified to enjoy the inheritance that Christ has made for you. Now, because you are saints in the light, except you have not yielded, of not given your life to Christ, and you are not living a true life unto the Lord, then you may not be qualified. But you have opportunity to give your life to the Lord today, so that you will also, you know, have access to these saints, to this inheritance. Now go to verse 13. Who are deliverers from where? Speak now. You are not sure whether you have been delivered. Okay, you'll be delivered today. That is why you are keeping quiet. Who has delivered us from where? And translated us to where? Okay. God delivered us from power of darkness. Power of darkness. And when he delivered us, he did not translate us to the same level of power, of another power. He translated us to a kingdom. Are you following me? He translated you into a kingdom. Power is under a kingdom. Power is far below kingdom. I don't know whether I'm making sense. Power is below. Kingdom, when you are talking of kingdom, all things under kingdom, they are principalities, power thrones, authorities. Those are things that are under kingdoms. It's just like when you are translated, when you are moving, you move when you are just like someone who receive a promotion from a messenger to be a managing director or chief executive. That is a level. Christ did this for us. He translated us from the power of darkness. He never put us at the same level. He took us far. And that is what the reason why in the book of Ephesians, chapter 1, it talks about that we are far above all principalities. Because when he translated us, he now translated us now to the kingdom, not into the power. And that is why we operate on a higher pedestal, above powers, above all powers, all authorities, all thrones, because we are operating in the kingdom. Today, as many that are yet to enter into the kingdom, maybe you are still operating under the power. If you are operating with a power, different powers, any other powers, I'm telling you, you don't have any other power. You don't have power. We operate with a kingdom. Can you say, I am operating under a kingdom? I am living in a kingdom. I'm not living in a power. I'm living in a kingdom. Kingdom is above power. Now, establishing these facts is necessary because we will know that our lives, you'll be able to value what Christ did, and you'll be able to stand against any other power. So that witchcraft, familiar spirit, all these rituals, all those things, they will not be a threat to your life. Nothing should be a threat to your life. Nothing should harass you. Because you are not, it's just like when a recruit is becoming a threat to a major general. Just a recruit. A recruit is not even, must not even come close to a major general. Before a major general, somebody must be a warrant officer. Before he can come close to a major general. So a power is far. So you are not to operate under the fear of the power. You are to operate under a kingdom. May the Lord help us in the name of Jesus Christ. Today, as we try to establish this, we want to quickly look at one area where the Lord is leading us to. And we will be engaging the Word of God. And with the help of the Holy Spirit, engaging the Word of God, pray. Engaging the Word of God and pray. We engage the Word of God and pray. First and foremost, let's pray and thank God because He has given unto us kingdom. We are not only power. We like to bless the name of the Lord and say, Father, thank you. Father, thank you. By the name of my Lord Jesus, I give you glory. I thank you because you translated me from the power of darkness. You translated me from the power of darkness to the key, to a kingdom of your Son, which is far above any other power in heaven or below or above. Lord, I give you all the glory. I operate in this power. I may operate in this kingdom above every other power in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We like to bless the name of the Lord. We like to give him glory and give him praise. We like to adore him and say thank you. Thank you for the position I have in Christ. Thank you for the position that the blood of Jesus fetched for me. Thank you very much for the position the brawl of the blood of the Lamb, oh God, purchased for me. I give you all the glory. Blessed be thy name forevermore. I give you praise, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. I want to plead with you, please. Media, please, you will have to move fast with me. Huh? Please, I'm begging you. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after what? We do not war after the flesh. That tells us that the war the war that is operating, or the war that is, that originates from the flesh. Let me just put it like that. The war that originates from the flesh does not produce any positive results. It does not produce any positive results. The war that originates from the flesh, they are, I will tell you briefly, strife. Because somebody offends me and I begin to fight against him or her, physically or in a way, it will not produce any positive result. Unforgiveness, animosity, hostility. These are wars from the flesh. This sister, she did something bad to me. And then I developed a bitterness against her. I won't greet her. That is the war from the flesh, and it will not produce any results. It will bring zero victory. No victory at all into your life. Ill feeling, contention, bitterness, unconfessed sin, revenging mission. When you have a revenging mission, you are looking for a way to revenge. It will not bring any results. No result. No positive result. Stubbornness. Insolence. Defiance. These are carnal weapons. When you look at the 1 Corinthians chapter, 2 Corinthians chapter, 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4, it says something there. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty. the carnal weapons will not produce any result. That's what I'm trying to establish. Inasmuch as you engage any carnal weapon in form of strife, in form of bitterness, in form of rancor, in form of ill will, no, in form of revenge mission, there will not be any results. They will always make you to be weak and vulnerable to attack every moment. You'll be vulnerable to attack, to missiles, to all manner of evil things. And no, there will not be any outstanding results. And all these carnal weapons, they form a platform. They form a platform for strongholds of the enemy. They form platforms for strongholds. When you talk of strongholds, we are going to pray now with this one. The strongholds of the enemy is a grip that the enemy is saying, I will not allow this thing to be done for this person. And that is where we are going now. We want to deal with lingering and stubborn issues in our lives. Lingering and stubborn issues in our lives. Some cases are recalcitrant, you know. They are stubborn. They are deep-rooted. They are stubborn because of certain factors. Philistine was a very, very stubborn enemy of Israel. Very, very stubborn. Philistine did not give up at any moment against Israelites. Philistine was always the strongest enemy. And they had very skillful armies with different strategies and strong weapons. They used strong weapons against the people of Israel. And that was what really led the people of Israel to cry for a king. They cried for a king when they were not supposed to, because the enemy had really dealt with them to a point that they said, look, I think we need a king. I mean, we need a king now. We need a king. These Philistines, they have done so much. You know, and if you trace the Israelites, you will discover that Philistine, you know, became a stronghold of Israelites because of their activities. Many strongholds that we are having in our lives because of our activities. But today, we are going to pray. We are still going far. We are just laying a foundation. Today we are going to pray and pray that the Lord of heaven, all the carnal weapons that I've been using to fight my battles, Lord, I am ready to surrender myself to you. And I plead for mercy. I plead for mercy. I have engaged carnal way to fight my cause. Lord, I recognize that the carnal way has not helped me. And that is why these things have become, has been a lingering case in my life. Please have mercy upon me. Would you like to rise on your feet? Please do it as a soldier. We have a long way to go, please, this morning. We have a long way, please. I'm pleading with you. I want you to go before the Lord. We there must be a breakthrough in our situation. There must be a breakthrough today. There must be a breakthrough to every lingering, every recalcitrant, every stubborn matter, every issue that have been, as if it is resisting. It cannot resist. But you are going to go back and revisit why things have been recalcitrant. I'm going to say all the stubborn matters. We like to talk to the Lord. All the areas that you have engaged carnal weapons. Every area you have engaged carnal weapons to fight your battles. You have been engaged your carnal weapon to fight your battle. We like to repent unto the Lord. We like to plead for mercy. We like to cry that the Lord be gracious unto you. We like to cry that, Lord, this battle I cannot go ahead. I recognize that I have been using my weapon, my own carnal weapon, to undo issues in my life. To undo issues. No wonder this matter has lingered. Lord, I plead for mercy. Lord, I plead for mercy. Lord, I plead for mercy. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, please forgive me. Lord, every revenging mission, forgive me of ill feeling. Forgive me of contention. Forgive me of unforgiveness. Forgive me of stubbornness. Forgive me of hostility, animosity. Forgive me. Oh Lord, unconfessed sin. Forgive me. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, all these weapons that I've been using, Lord, I know it has brought nothing to my life. Father, today I turn back. I turn my back against all these carnal weapons. And I receive help in the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, eternal Father. In Jesus' name we are praying. In Jesus' name we are praying. Have your seats again. Have your seat again. Now, go to the book of Zechariah chapter 9. Zechariah chapter 9. And I read verses 1 to 4. Because of our time, we will not be able to read the whole. The burden of the word of the Lord in the land of Adrak and Damascus shall be the rest thereof, when the eyes of man, as of all the tribes of Israel, shall be towards the Lord. And Emath also shall border thereby, Tyros and Zidon, though it be very wise. And listen. And Tyros did build herself a stronghold, and heap up silver as the dust, and fine gold as the mire of the streets. Verse 4. Behold, the Lord will cast her out. He will smite her power in the sea, and it shall be devoured with fire. There is a power that supplies strength, or there is a place that supplies strength to every problem. Every problem receives strength in order to move on. That the strength, that thing should continue. The people of Israel were being tormented by their neighbors. But it got to a point that God rose and said, enough is enough. I've heard the cry of my people. All the enemies all around them. And God had to inform, God put the burden, said the burden of the Lord. The burden, put a burden that, I'm going to put my burden upon your enemy. I pray the Lord will put his burden upon your enemy in the name of Jesus Christ. The burden of his word. And the scripture tells us, and said, look, when the Lord discovered that, look, this one is wise, oh. This enemy in your life is wise. He knows the time he will act. Anytime he knows that you are You are at the weakest point. He strikes, and he renews his covenant. Every time he supplied the strength, there is also strength for him. But the scripture tells us, in verse 4, Bible says, the Lord is going to cast her out. And the scripture says, he will smite her power. The power that he has. The power that he has, and the power of that power has been identified or located. The source of the power has been located to be inside the water. Inside the water. So, water supply, because it's a spiritual forces, wickedness of the of men and wickedness of the air and all the wickedness around. When there is a supply of strength fueling every crisis in your life, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the source of that power, the source of that strength, the Lord Jehovah will destroy it today. In the name of Jesus, you're going to rise with me. Going to rise with me. Rise on time, my brother, my sister. You are in the presence of the Lord. We are dealing with deep-rooted matters. And we are starting from the root. We are starting from the root. We are starting from the foundation. We are visiting. We are saying, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we have renounced. We have pleaded for mercy of God in our lives. We are declaring, these are issues that have lingered. These are issues you have been carrying all about. You've gone to mountains. You've gone to prophets. You've gone to all manner of ills. You have been prayed upon. And you are saying, and the things continue. And you want to say, but you want to keep your mouth shut. It is your own. You are on your own. You are on your own today. If you don't undo issues today, you are on your own. You are on your own. But today, I pray you, the Lord is going to help you. You're going to go into the source, going to cry against that source of the power of the enemy. The power that is fueling the crisis in your life, that is fueling affliction, that is fueling infirmity, that is fueling disaster, that is fueling failure, frustration. Every step you take, you encounter frustration. Every step you take, you encounter backwardness. Every step you take, you move again. Every step, one step again, the second step, there is a blockage. Want to say, there is a power fueling. We want to address that power today and declare, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by your power, by the power of the Lord, I visit. All the souls, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Ribaba, let the power of the Lord strike, let the power of the Lord smite, let the power of the Lord, in the name of Jesus, smite the source of the power that is fueling evil into my life, fueling evil to my family, fueling evil, fueling trouble, fueling disaster, fueling calamity or mishap, tragedy, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Oh, rekatoria baku sikaya, makalia ba, makaya kata, rekaria kata, masotoria, maria probo. Shekaya Kataya, Maria Probo, in the name of the Lord Jesus. I break all covenants. I break every hole. I break every grip. And I visit the source. I visit the source of the strength. I visit the source of the power of the wicked. We are the enemy. It's receiving strength. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I release the power of the Most High to strike them. And consume with the fire of the Most High God. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Kingdom must crumble. Every kingdom. Every other kingdom must crumble. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. All power that has brought you down, suppressed you, and you have been under oppression. Today, we're going to declare the fire of the Lord to visit their roots. visit their root, Lord. Visit their root. Oh, Lord, I visit the root. I visit the root. I go in the power of the Lord. I receive help from the Holy Spirit in the name of the Lord Jesus. And I visit the root. I visit the root of my life. I visit the root of my foundation. I visit the root where I belong to. I visit the root. I visit the root with your fire. I visit the root. I bring the root under the fire of the Holy Ghost in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I release the fire in the name of the Lord Jesus. Holy Ghost, let your fire devour. Brakata yakata. Meria posha. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Second Samuel, sit down again. Second Samuel. You've told us we are going to engage the word of God in every section as we are going. The scripture tells us, 2 Samuel chapter 6. Okay, let's, because of our time, let's jump chapter 6. Let's go directly to chapter 9. Let's go directly to chapter 9 of our time. And I'm reading verse 1 first. And David said, Is there yet any that is left of the house of Saul? Is there yet any that is left in the house of Saul that I may show him kindness for Jonathan's sake? That's one. For Jonathan's sake. You will go back again. Let me just remind you that Jonathan was a friend of David, and he lost his life in the war with his father. And what happened then, you know, something happened. The whole family was almost going to an extinction. But David remembered covenant. David remembered covenant. David remembered covenant. And ask, one thing is this, covenant could be remembered positively and negatively. There is a positive remembrance, there is a negative remembrance of covenant. When covenant is remembered positively, it blesses you. When it is remembered negatively, it brings what? The other things, the other side. Today, again, you're going to cry unto the Lord by the reason of the power of the blood of Jesus, which is the highest covenant in heaven and on earth, that the Lord will remember his covenant concerning your life. That the Lord will remember covenant of life signed by the blood of the Lamb, signed by the blood of atonement. That covenant will speak for your life. We speak for your life in any area where the enemy wants to destroy you. In any area where the enemy says he will pursue, that he is stubborn, that any matter that is lingering, want to say, Lord, I am crying that this blood, if David could remember covenants, if David, who is a human being, could remember covenant he made, God, you will remember the covenant of the blood for my life. Would like to pray? You are looking at me. You could not, you are not yet to understand what I'm saying. If you remember, if you know that the covenant of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is much more higher and greater than any other covenant that any man can want to stand upon, to afflict, to attack, to oppress, to judge, to destroy you.
whatsoever
the enemy is standing upon, the covenant that is above all, he could silence them. Cry that, Lord, remember this covenant. Oh, concerning my life in the name of the Lord Jesus. Lord, if David remembered the covenant with Jonathan, Lord of heaven, King of glory, you are more faithful. You are more faithful than David. You are more faithful. You are more great. You are greater than any man. Lord, you will remember your covenant. You will remember your covenant. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, let the covenant of the blood of Jesus, oh God, prevail for my deliverance, for my help, for my solution, for my healing. In the name of the Lord Jesus, for my breakthrough. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, read the power of the covenant of the blood of Jesus. Speak for me. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Have your seat again. I'm up from verse 2. To chapters 2 and 3. To verse 5. And there was of the house of Saul a servant whose name was what? Okay. Ziba. I'm reading 2 Samuel chapter 9, verse 2. And there was of the house of Saul a servant whose name was Ziba. And when they had called him unto David, the king said unto him, art thou Ziba? And he said, thy servant is he. And the king said, is there not yet any of the house of Saul that I may show the kindness unto him? And Ziba said unto the king, Jonathan hath yet a son, which is a lame on his feet. Who asked him to describe his problem? Who asked Ziba? Ziba was asked a question. Is there anyone that is in the house of Saul or Jonathan that I can help? And instead, Ziba answered, there is one. But in other words, the one that is available is not fit to be helped. He's a lame person. By the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, going to cry unto you, unto the Lord now. Every power that want to disqualify you from receiving help, every power that is waiting, and when God wants to help you, and the power will rise and say, you are not fit. Going to cry unto the Lord. These are Ziba. The Ziba of my life, the Ziba of my destiny. By the name of the Lord Jesus, let them receive God's judgment in the name of the Lord Jesus. Would you like to speak? And pray? By the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. No, Ziba was not there. There was a judgment. Ziba did not know that there was a request that was being made. He didn't know. He was not there. But when the request was made, so the person who was being heard, he said, don't help that person. Don't help him. Oh, there is a problem. There is a wala. There is another trouble. If there is any time you want to help that person, then something will happen. When any time they want to help you, there are many things will arise. By the name of the Lord Jesus, everything that are contending, all the things that are contending, with your help, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we like to decree that in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, let the Lord judge them, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Please have your seat again. I'm pleading with you. Give me 10 more minutes. We are dealing with issues that are very vital. And I read 4 or 5. I will rush and to read before we move to another area. And the king said unto him, where is he? And Ziba said unto the king, behold, he is in the house of Makkah, the son of Amner, in Lodebar. Then King David sent and fetched him out of the house of Makkah, the son of Amner, from Lodebar. Now when Mephibosheth, the son of Jonathan, the son of Saul, was come unto David, he fell on his face and did reverence. And David said, Mephibosheth. And he answered, behold thy servant. Verse 7. And David said unto him, fear not. Fear not. God is saying, fear not. For I will surely show you kindness for Jonathan thy father's sake. The Lord will surely show you kindness for the sake of the Son of the living God. For the sake of the blood of Jesus. And says, and I will restore thee. There will be a restoration. All the land of Saul, thy father, and thou shalt eat bread at my table continually. And verse 8 and 9. And he bowed himself and said, what is thy servant? Thou shouldest look upon such a dead dog as I am. And verse 9. Then the king called to Ziba, Saul's servant, and said unto him, I have given unto thy master's son, all that pertain to Saul and to all his house. And so on and so forth. Now, let's just conclude that, please. Verse 12. And Mephibosheth had a young son, and whose name was Micah. And all that dwell in the house of Ziba were servants unto Mephibosheth. So Mephibosheth dwelt in Jerusalem, for he did eat continually at king's table, and was lame on both feet. He was lame. A lame person was not supposed to, get to the palace and eat with the king. It was not. It was an abomination for a lame person to eat. But Mephibosheth received favor by the reason of covenant of the blood of the Lamb that you are renewed today by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. All areas that you have been denied, every area that is lame in your life, by the power of the living God, that the enemy thought he was going to truncate your destiny. That plan is hereby abolished in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Would you like to pray with me? Would you like to pray with me? By the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, God will restore all that has been lost in the life of Mephibosheth. Because Mephibosheth was lame. The lame that Mephibosheth was lame, it was not as his man made it. It was a nurse that was carrying him, and he was running. And Mephibosheth fell and became lame. But we want to say, every activity of the enemy that has made me to be lame, that has made my life to be lame, that has not made me to run, that has not made me to run. As we were talking yesterday, when we were talking about running, my spirit was saying running, and I was beginning to look into the scripture. So God did not say we should walk. No, God was saying run, run, run. The issue of destiny, run, run, run. We want, but a number of us, we are not even running, we are not even walking, we are lame. We want to cry unto the Lord and say, Father, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, every power that has made my life to be lame, every power that has made my life to be walking like a lame, I'm not running in the journey of destiny. Lord of heaven, today I receive help, I receive healing in the name of the Lord Jesus. I receive deliverance. I command, let my life receive strength in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, all that you have lost, everything that you have lost, that you have lost by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, every issue that you have lost, yes, Mephibosheth said, lost everything that he's supposed to inherit. But now there was helper. Helper David came, I'm going to restore. Lord of heaven, I pray for restoration. I pray for restoration. I pray for restoration. Restoration of my health, restoration of my finances, restoration of my joy, restoration of my peace, restoration of my blessing. Cry unto the Lord. Let the Lord restore what you have lost in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Turn with me to 2 Samuel then. Chapter 19 now. Chapter 19. We are moving to chapter 19. Briefly, chapter 19, are we there? I'm going to, because of our time again, we will leave some areas, but we want to concentrate on certain verses. Verse 24. Verse 24. And Mephibosheth, the son of Saul, came down to meet the king and had neither dressed his feet, nor trimmed his beard, nor washed his clothes from the day the king departed until the day he came again in peace. Let me just give you a little background. The little background I'm going to say is that David went for war. To war. And against the enemy. And, of course, that was the war that destroyed Absalom. And it was, David, was, the Lord just spared his life. And, people came around. Those say, hey, sorry, all manner of things like that. And David was expecting Mephibosheth to also come and identify with him. But alas, Ziba, who's supposed to be his servant, Ziba canceled him and said, don't go. No, please. Don't go. Leave Kabiesi. Don't go. And Mephibosheth, when king was in that position, Mephibosheth, he did not eat, he did not do all manner of things. He withdrew himself. He starved himself. The Bible says he never shaved, he never dressed. Because the king lost his son. And what then happened? Ziba, treachery. Treacherous. Yeah, thank you, sir. Treacherous. Very treacherous. Schemer. In order to destroy the purpose and counsel of God over Mephibosheth. And the Bible says, look at verse 25 now. And it came to pass, when he was come to Jerusalem to meet the king, that the king said unto him, where wentest not thou with me? Mephibosheth. In the midst of all people, Mephibosheth, that I have taken as a son, you did not join my people. You did not even come to say, to sympathize or to help me. Huh? And Mephibosheth answered, and he answered, my lord, O king, my lord, it's not like that. Oh, my servant deceived me. My servant deceived me. He deceived me. For my servant said, he will saddle me in an ass that I may ride thereon and go to the king, because thy servant is lame. And he hath slandered thy servant unto my lord and the king. But my lord the king is an angel of God. Ziba has slander, as oti destroyer, oti baloru koje, oti so roburuku nepais, fun David and to my help way. You're going to rise on your feet. All the defamatory, all those who are going about to destroy you in your family, in your place of work, around in the community, in your neighborhood, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Wherever you are walking, they are saying all manner, you are not there. They are going all around to defame you, to say all manner of evil about you, to destroy your destiny. By the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, all manner of deception, going to declare that God, all those who have been acting as Ziba in my destiny, Lord, today in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I bring them under your judgment. I bring them under your condemnation. I declare all efforts on the pit of hell contending against my life, all those who have risen at the reason of one thing or the other, all the issues they are bringing out, all the accusations in the realm of the spirit, all areas where you fed you until Satan, all those things we like to cry unto the Lord. You like to cry unto the Lord. Whatsoever the enemy is planning to achieve over your life, whatsoever the enemy is planning to accomplish over your family, by the name of the Lord Jesus, they are just. How can be no Mephibosheth? What can be no any? One be no any? One be no any? One be no any? One be no any? All the family members are angry. They are angry. They are saying, why is it that you are going to make it? Why is it that you are going to succeed? Why is it that you are going to get free? Why must you go free? Want to say, Lord, today, all the contention, by the name of the Lord Jesus, I rise against them to bring God's judgment against them in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we are praying. In Jesus' name we are praying. I will soon finish. Every form of deception that is going around you, everywhere they are concerned, there are deception. It's an accuser, and the enemy is just accusing you on what you do not know about. So sometimes when you are looking at all these matters that have been delayed, it's just a rot and you want it there. The enemy just took hold of one lie that somebody said and is just using it as a weapon to afflict you. We want to decree by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ all manner of deception that the enemy, all manner of lie that the enemy is standing upon to oppress me. They are illegal ground. They are sinking sand. And so by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I bring them down. I bring them due to destruction. I bring them down in the mighty name of Jesus. I bring them down in the mighty name of Jesus. I bring all my accusers. I bring them into your judgment in the name of the Lord Jesus. Rakata yaba, masheka yakata yaba. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. I'm going to read fast. I will read verses 7, 27 until 29 again very fast. And I'm going to bring two prayer points and we're going to pray. And then we begin to round up. I read from verse 27. And he has slandered thy servants unto thy my Lord the King. But my Lord thy King is an angel of God. Do therefore what is good in thy eyes. For all of my father's house were but dead men before my Lord thy King. Yet did thou set thy servants among them that did eat at thy own table. What right therefore have I yet to cry anymore unto the King? Ziba ti baloruko je, o ti baje, pata pata. O ti spoil e. Ziba has spoiled this man. This is a man who was also lame because of her time. That's not where we are going. And the Bible says, verse 29, and the King said unto him, why speakest thou any more of thy matters? I have said, thou and Ziba divide the land. Ha! What was the initial promise before? Are you following me? What was the initial promise before? To take all, but what has been accomplished now? It has been divided. The world has changed. By the reason of slander, what was given unto him, just within few chapters, o de yibiri, everything to kukun ti yi ninu aye re. Everything that the power of darkness have torn, the good thing that the enemy has torn, and he has said he will not allow you to enjoy, and he has shared it with you today by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Is it how you will recover it? Are you? Bible talks about violence shall take it by force by the name of the Lord Jesus. Everything that the enemy has stolen. And God promised. But suddenly, there was a turning. Suddenly, there was a turning. Maya kataya kataya. Rikaria. Something that was given to you. Something that was promised. Something that was even declared unto you. But suddenly, the enemy hijack it and turn it. And he say, I will have for any daddy. I will give you half. We like the enemy to take it away. You like the enemy to take it away. Kata! In Jesus' name we are praying. Those of us who are at the top, I will say at the gallery, I am pleading with you. The prayer that we are praying is a prayer of destiny. We were treating issues of destiny yesterday. And these are issues that opened. There are things that God has proposed and planned for our lives. God is a faithful God. And I want us to pray. I'm going to give you opportunity again. This prayer we as we pray today, we will still hold it and pray when you get to your house. Many things that God has released, but suddenly the hijackers just hijack it and turn it. Look at how David changed his mind. David just changed his mind and said, Moti sorry pe, kini yen what iwati ziba epin ni. Ah! Servanti! I want you to rise on your feet. I want you to rise. If this is the only prayer we are going to pray, those things that have been no contending, all these things that are striving against your victory, that are saying they will not permit you. Ziba of my life, they are all Ziba. They are all Ziba. They are turning. They are upturning. They are upturning. They are upturning. They are upturning the message. They are upturning the vision. They are upturning the God's counsel. They are saying that you cannot be your own. That thing is too much for you. You cannot take it. That blessing is too much for you. Are you praying? I can see. I can see a few people who are looking all around. Jesus, may the Lord open your eyes. May the Lord deliver you. You are in a bondage. You are just in a bondage. And the enemy has blocked your mind not to understand what people are saying. And we were praying for you before that all that you, those who are blind in this assembly, by the name of Jesus Christ, that their eyes will be opened. By the name of the Lord Jesus, I am expecting that every life that has a destiny, we contend, we cry unto heaven. Everyone that has a destiny, we cry unto heaven. By the power of the Most High God, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we are the enemy has upturned. We are the enemy has upturned. Any God decision, every God blessing, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we are contending. We are saying, no, devil, you cannot. I'm not going to permit you. I decree, by the name of Jesus, restoration of what God has given to me. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. As many that have been operating under frustration, Pastor is going to pray for you now. You've been experiencing frustration. It appears frustration in this realm of the spirit too. Your spiritual life, you don't understand. It appears you are weak. You are praying, but you are not seeing results. You just experiencing frustration in your life. I'm going to pray. And those of us also, anyone, you have any infirmity there, by the name of the Lord Jesus, the root of that infirmity is withered. I said the root is withered. That root is withered. And as you just, I want you, by the name of the Lord Jesus, if you are experiencing frustration, put your hand upon your head. If you are experiencing, you need healing, put your hand upon your chest. If you want God to give you, open door, something that has been difficult for you, and you want God to grant you open door, just put your hand upon your head. If there is any infirmity, put your hand upon your chest. As the pastor is going to pray, and the power of the Most High God is going to work over every life.
Maseke poska hinde sopa ila gahaya labaso tendelea. Aiman sanka talama shahin ke popo saila. Yarimason kokokos ke poriman santalia. Eyekos koporimama santalenge gurima sanda. Rense keba yunga tuliman sangaurebe. Rengos kahia kuba isaika pandeliga. Ayangus kepon yangantralima. Eyin supulima sahandali. Eringa sahegaguse teliga. Ayin sukupu simbilinga riala. Erekus kahambu yeketoli baba. Emunse kebu hula garaba. Hayinga suka iba. Amansa kapuribe sekento lobo. Rehengus kobobo. Hengahuri baba. Hesehu gahanga. Entekuga gahanda linge goson doliga. Rekus kahambu sehela. Heyiman sangahula. E mesokopo hende guri masanda. Ayanga subo koso lobo. Basanga rime sende. Renge suhanda. Eyinga sutelie. Herunga siga. Ayunso kopo. Rense kipa hule, heyengo sohonde liye, henga suke hende, rehonsu gaba sandalaba. In the mighty name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, this morning, every form of frustration in the life of your people, Lord, I rebuke in the mighty name of Jesus. I pull to an end the face of frustration in the lives of your people. In the mighty name of Jesus, as many as experiencing one form of frustration or the other, and they are unhappy and they are confused, Lord, today, let that frustration be lifted out of their lives. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, make a way for them. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, take confusion and stagnation out of their lives. In the mighty name of Jesus. Take despondency, logor, and sadness and sorrow out of their lives. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, do a new thing in their lives. That the hear that we hear within you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Any form of sickness, any form of ailment, any spirit of infirmity in the lives of people who are here or those who are watching, Lord, today I rebuke in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I ask, O Lord God, let the anointing and the grace for healing rest upon your people right now and heal them of every form of sickness and infirmity in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Father, we bless your name. In Jesus' name we are praying. Before we sit down, the Lord has ministered to us powerfully, specially today, and the Lord has sent to us guided messages. There is just one prayer I just want us to pray again. I just feel strong in my spirit that we should pray that prayer. And everybody should pray this prayer standing up. Nobody should be sitting down now. Just pray that prayer briefly, and then we just round up. Now, see, Siba was wrong. But you know what? Mephibosheth was carrying a transgenerational curse. Why? He was of the household of Saul. No matter, see, even when he was given freedom on the plat of gold, but because he was operating under a transgenerational curse, even the grace that was given by the king, he could not enjoy. It's only by mercy that he even received that half. He would have received nothing. There are many people who would have been freed. There are many people who would have been liberated. There are many people who would have gone further and further and higher. But every prayer is like going into a sinkhole because they carry a transgenerational curse. But this morning, the Lord is going to break every yoke of any curse that has been entering your life, that enemy, without your consent, without even your knowledge, has transferred unto you and you are battling with it. Eje to jeje lo. Ko wa tu mi si le. Ha. Eje to san ni kafari. Ko wa. Eje to jeje lo.
Eje to jeje lo. Ko wa tu mi si le.
Eje.
Oh,
I get to the Lord, I get to the
your hands unto the Lord. Heavenly Father, curse not the curseless. Every curse over every life that is here in this auditorium today, that is listening to me online or watching right now, every curse from the generations, from the ancestors, from the family background, from the environment, from the enemy, whatever source or the cause that is operating in the lives of the people this morning, by the anointing of the living God, let those curses be broken right now in the mighty name of Jesus. For it is written, by the anointing the yoke shall be broken. Every curse that is making your people to stand still, every curse that's making your people to live in a cycle of frustration, every curse that is making your people to be weak and unable to move far, every curse that is making your people to be lame and they cannot run as far as they should in the race of life, every curse that is fighting the destiny of your people, every curse that is contending with your purpose for your people, Lord, this morning, by the anointing of the living God, by the anointing of the Holy Spirit, by the power that rests in the blood of Jesus, I break those curses right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I decree and declare unto you, receive freedom from generational curse. Receive freedom from ancestral curse. Receive freedom from any form of curse that the enemy has been using legally to deal with your life in the mighty name of Jesus. Receive freedom to move forward. Receive liberty to go further. Receive liberty to be free and enjoy the promise of God for your life in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Father, we bless your name. In Jesus' name we are praying. Let us put our hands together, Father, Lord.